How important is it for you to be right all the time? Is this something you can let go of? Stay tuned.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
This is a tough one for me, for a lot of us who pride ourselves on being right, having the right answer, knowing, having the intellectual capital to share the right information, maybe because of your seniority or because of your history as a leader with the company. But doggone it all, can you really function if you always have to be right? There's a question out there that goes something like this. Would you rather be right or be happy? Because sometimes even being right at the end is going to hurt feelings, going to push some people over the edge, whether you're in a personal relationship, like a spouse or significant other, or whether you're at work. If you're the person who always has to be right, it's time to just let that go. In fact, from a respect perspective, sometimes it's good to be wrong. Sometimes it's good to let other people be right. Now, I'm not saying to act stupid and go, I don't know, you know, but every now and then, if you keep your mouth closed and somebody else comes up with the correct answer in a staff meeting, it builds them up, makes them look good, doesn't set you up as the know-it-all in the organization. So I'm not saying dumb it down. I'm not saying don't become a very smart, well-versed, educated employee. What I am saying is maybe it's time to let go of this inner passion you have of always being right. If I don't share, there's no way. I've got to be right. That could affect you and other people in your organization or in other relationships. Just keep that in mind. Maybe it's time to let that go. Happy Tuesday, everybody. For more great tips like this, you can check me out on my website. It's Pete Blank.